Hello everyone, my name is Rashid Baba and today I would like to send my best wishes to a guy named Mr. Fogg. So who is Mr. Fogg? He is the author of the book called Why God is My Only Best Friend. And today I would like to expose him and extract lessons, of course all in a very good way. I would like to use the first person when I explain it instead of the third person so that you really get to feel how Mr. Fogg felt in his journey of life. So let's start. So basically, I'm a very confused person. You know, when I was young, I wanted to be a microbiologist. One day I wanted to be a microbiologist. The next day I wanted to be a computer scientist. I was actually just never sure with what I wanted to really do in life. Right? From a very young age, I did not have the dreams and the goals like many people might have had. And even when I entered university, I actually studied applied biology and I wanted to actually become a veterinarian. But what happened was that during a practical class, I accidentally cut the arteries of a rat. From that day onwards, I felt that maybe veterinarian was not the right job for me. So although I graduated with first class honors, I was always very confused with what I wanted to do in life, even after I graduated. So the thing was that after I graduated with my bachelor's, I ended up doing my master's in public health. But at the same time, I opened up an online store in 2015. This all happened in 2015, right? And currently, I'm also doing research at a university, as a well-renowned university. So with all that said, you know, what always fascinated me the most was about God, the existence of God. You know, wherever, how far I've actually strayed away from this topic, I would always come back and finally realize that God is, He was, and will always be my only best friend. So this is the start of my first episode, and in the next episode, I will actually start with some introduction of why God is my only best friend, right? And then we'll move on to talking about other aspects of what happened through the journey of my life. But before that, I would also have to talk about, does God exist and the purpose of life before I can really push towards my whole story. So thank you for listening to this podcast and see you in the next podcast. Thank you very much.